This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Jane Austen fans, pay attention. Modesto, California is the place to be this weekend for Jane Austen Con. Did you know there was such a thing? It is a conference opportunity to indulge all of your love and fascination for this 18th century English writer. And an opera based on Jane Austen will be staged by Modesto Opera. It's titled Mansfield Park. Roy Stevens and Annalisa Winberg are here to talk about it. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Beth.
It's a pleasure to be back.
I think Jane Austen Con in and of itself is such an intriguing topic. So let's begin there. Will you talk a bit, Roy, about the whole weekend and the celebration?
Sure. This is the culmination of something we're calling the Story into Song Literacy Initiative, where we've been working with literacy advocates across the region for months. And the culmination is this Jane Austen Con destination weekend that has zombie Jane Austen movie and zombie walk and workshops and bonnet making and Regency dance and all sorts of wonderful things, a Regency arcade of vendors and wonderful, wonderful stuff centered on our production, the Opera Modesto production of Mansfield Park in its U.S. premiere of the orchestrated version. And it's a wonderful opera. This all takes place at the State Theater, the Art Deco State Theater in downtown Modesto this coming weekend.
So Roy is the executive and artistic director. Annalisa is artistic consultant. Both of you are opera performers. Are you both in the opera this weekend?
No, neither of us are actually in the opera this time. We're definitely in the supporting roles. And one of the reasons that makes this particular opera so special is that it's an opportunity for many young artists. We have five people making their operatic debut. Mm. We have an amazing young stage director and an amazing young scenic designer who are creating something very, very beautiful. And when I say young, I mean they're in their 20s.
Early 20s. Young female, talented, committed, imaginative designer and director. It's really wonderful.
Which of you is the Jane Austen fanatic?
Neither of us.
We've both been learning about
Jane Austen. That is for sure.
The way this happened, though, is because we have a board member named Hilary DeShane, who's an author and also a, quote, Jane, a Jane Austen fanatic. She is a member of the Becoming Jane Austen Book Club of Modesto, which was featured in Oprah's O Magazine last winter as one of six nationwide book clubs. And they are our partners. And she suggested we do an opera based on Jane Austen. She said, if you do it, they will come. And we are having people coming from all across the region and other states to be part of the Jane Austen Con.
Then what's the background on Mansfield Park, the opera itself?
We started looking for an opera that was based on a Jane Austen story. And there aren't very many. But Mansfield Park is a very successful production that's been done a lot in England and toward Regency homes and Regency halls in England and has been done a little bit in the United States. It's also just premiering with our production, the U.S. premiere of the orchestrated version of Mansfield Park.
It's been done at universities and conservatories, at UCLA and Peabody and so forth, in the four-hand, one-piano touring version. Mm. And it was premiered a year ago in Grange, a festival in UK, in the orchestrated version. And we have a couple clips for you to hear from that.
Yeah, I think this is a bit of the performance.
This is not ours. It's the world premiere of this version that we're doing, but it's a beautiful piece.
Here's a bit
by Jonathan Dove.
And here's Act One.
Thank you.
So I feel some humor in that music.
Tell me
about the personality of this opera.
Well, it's great storytelling, and I feel like Jonathan Dove has done a brilliant job of taking a good story, a very good story, and bringing it to life. And in order to do that, you have to abbreviate, and you have to cut to the chase of the really important parts of the scene. And I feel like he's kept the emotional life there that's from the original story through music. There's a lot of humor. There's tragedy. There's a lot of emotions as people are trying to sort out their lives in this story.
And romance,
of course.
This is a bit of a family affair for all of you, isn't
it?
Yes, it is. Because the two of you are married. And is your daughter involved somehow in the project?
Somehow, yes.
We're blessed to have a remarkably talented young daughter who is 23. Her name is Carlina Stevens, and she is the stage director we were mentioning. We didn't hire her because she is our daughter. We hired her because she's the best young theater and opera director we know. And I have to tell you that yesterday at the first dress rehearsal of Mansfield Park, I sat there and I giggled and I cried. I had so much fun. I relaxed. Even though I'm the head of the company, it's unusual I can relax. But I relaxed and enjoyed these 10 wonderful young and mature artists who are debuting and having an incredible time. The Art Deco Theater and the scenic design that Allison McSwain came up with. It's so beautiful and unusual. And the whole thing is just a joy.
Mm-hmm. So how about some logistical information for navigating Jane Austen Con and then being able to see Mansfield Park?
Right. Let me do that because I deal with this all the time. It's confusing because there are so many elements of this. The State Theater in Modesto is where the tickets are purchased and we perform. So the State Theater, the state.org, the State Theater in Modesto is where the tickets are for performances on Saturday and Sunday this weekend at 2 o'clock. There is a pre-opera talk at 1:30, and people should come to that. The Jane Con activities are free, almost entirely free, with purchase of one ticket to the opera. One can go to modestojanecon.com to see all the activities, all the schedule, all the cool things that are going on at the Modesto Library, at the Art Gallery. There's an art show, Jane Austen art show, opening today. And the tickets for the movies, which is the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, is at the State Theater website. And then Saturday night's movie is Pride and Prejudice, the 1940 version, with the Book to Film Club discussion and lecture. That's also at the State Theater website.
I have to make sure we get those details out because so many people in our audience love opera and love Jane Austen. Let's hear one more clip from a performance of this opera. There's the romance.
Definitely. There's the wonderful ending that Jonathan Dove took a few liberties with the libretto, with the original story, in order to make it a better opera. But I think he really stayed true to the heart of what Jane Austen was trying to tell.
And I think the Janes, as they call themselves, Jane Austen fans, will love it. But people who aren't Jane Austen fans will also find this an incredibly compelling and enjoyable, fast-paced, exciting, beautiful piece.
Well, truly, it's a doorway into opera for people who might not have ever been exposed before and a new way to discover and maybe understand it.
Yeah. One of the things that we're trying to do with this whole initiative is change the way opera is perceived, not just as something elitist where fat ladies with horns sing and scream at each other, but something that's based in stories, famous literature, and incredible human interactions and community collaboration.
It's tough to even have just heard you say those words, truly. And even though that might be the perception, it's such an old version because opera's made its way so much more into our contemporary experience, I think.
Yes.
We've really been pleased to collaborate with lots of local groups, and we have two free-to-quote readers performances. In the old days, it'd be school performances, but it's readers of Jane Austen, and they will range from second graders up through adult readers, and they're coming from three or four counties to a performance on this Thursday and next Tuesday. And if anyone listening wants to bring their homeschooler or their class, there's still time. Contact Opera Modesto, 209-523-6426, and I will get them in.
Annalisa, does he ever stop?
No, he really doesn't. But that's good, because to put on an opera, you know, we've both been working 18 hours a day for weeks and weeks and weeks to put this all together.
Well, I'm teasing, but I do want to congratulate you and let everybody know that we will post a website, and there's a way into all these details, all these programs. But the big weekend is this weekend in Modesto.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good luck to you both. Thanks so much for joining us. And Modesto Opera is the place to find it all. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Helen Barrington and Kyle McKinnon and assistant producer Cynthia Lopez. Again, the Jane Austen Con information is at capradio.org/insight. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer, Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is RM Sarkissian, and Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Thanks for joining us. We are back with another show tomorrow.